Now, I have a bag with me this morning. So, that's a shopping bag, but there's a few things I have with me, and I'm going to need a bit of help. Now, there's another bag inside this. Can anybody tell me, now don't be afraid to shout out, can anybody tell me, I'll maybe set this down because it's obstructing the view, what sort of bag is this, or what do you think this bag would be used for? Now, I'm giving you a clue by hitting it up again, this. What do you think this, shout it out, go on ahead. A robbery? Well, I was a bit late here this morning, but I didn't use it for a robbery, but you're maybe in the right lines. Does anybody else know what would maybe be in this bag? Gold or money? This is a money bag, and this bag's very special. It's not my bag. This bag belongs to our congregation in Makerfeld, so I've borrowed it. I've asked permission. And the treasurer in our congregation uses this bag. And this bag's very old, and I've got other bags of money in it. Look, there's bags of, I think that's pound coins. We'll take them out. There's £2 coins. Now, I've counted this, so I'll have to check it before I left. There's 5p's. There's 10p's. We'll see what else we'll have. 20p's. One more. 50p's. All bags of money. And this bag's very, very old. We're now on our third treasurer, and I think this bag has been about our church for nearly all the years the church has been in existence. This is our money bag. And this is an old and a special bag. Now, the man in our story today, I think he would have had one of these bags. He would have had a money bag. Now, I wonder would this work from here? There it is. Can anybody say that big name? Shout it out. Zacchaeus. Yes, Zacchaeus. Is there anybody in here this morning called Zacchaeus? Nobody called Zacchaeus. That's strange. Nobody called Zacchaeus. No, I wouldn't have thought so. This man was called Zacchaeus. And this man, whenever we're introduced to him, in Luke chapter 19, the Bible says, hold on, we're flying here too far. This man, I'll set that there and then I'll not walk about with it. This man was rich, and there we have him. Can everybody see it? Maybe it's hard to see from over there. Here we have him, and he's counting his money, and he's got his bag, and he's all his money out. Now, this man was rich, the Bible says, but he also says he was a tax collector or a publican, and that simply means that he went round all the doors and all the places in the place he lived, and he would have rapped the door, and you wouldn't have wanted this boy to come to your door. You know, we don't like the tax collector today. Sure, we don't, grown-ups. No, we don't like the tax man. But this was a tax man, and he worked for the Romans, and he would have come to your door, and whenever he come, he was coming looking money. He wanted the money for the government, for the Roman authorities. But this man wasn't a very honest man. This wasn't a very nice man. Because you see, in Bible times, on a lot of occasions, whenever the tax collector come to your door, well, maybe he would have says, well, you owe £100. But you actually only owed £50. And he would have took some of the money, and know what he'd have done? He'd have put it into his pocket, and then he would have give the rest to the Roman authority, or to give the rest to the government. He would have told lies, and he would have taken more money than he was supposed to. Now, do you think the people in the city that he lived in, do you think that they really liked this man? What do you think? Come on, help me. But he liked the tax collector. If there was a boy like that in Londonderry, would you like him? If he was coming to your door and he was taking more money from you than he should have done, would you have liked him? No, you're right. And the people didn't like this man at all. Now, this man lived in a place called, can anybody see it there? You'll definitely not see it from over here because I can't see it from here. What do you call it? Jericho. And Jericho, you'll see on the map. If you can look and see the map there, it's very close to a place called Jerusalem. And Jericho would have been a very, very busy place. And the reason it was a busy place is because a lot of people who would have traveled to Jerusalem went through Jericho. And at Jericho, you could have bought a lot of things, and there was a lot of trading done, and there was a lot of money made in Jericho. And that's why the tax collectors were very rich. That's why this man was the chief tax collector. He was the boss man, and he had a lot of money, and they were very rich because there was a lot of money about Jericho. And he lived in a place called Jericho. And Jericho would so often be hustle and bustle, and a lot of people there. That would have been a common thing in Jericho. But I want us to think of a particular day in the life of this man. He gets up in the morning, and he pulls back the curtains, and in Jericho, there's crowds of people. They're everywhere. Now, that wasn't out of the ordinary, as we've already seen. But there's crowds of people, and he gets on them, and he gets his face washed, and he gets his clothes on, and out he heads into the street, and among all these people. And then he hears them saying, well, maybe he's coming, he's not far away. And these people seem to be talking about somebody. They seem to be talking about somebody. And he's wondering, who's coming? Who's coming into the city? Who's coming through the city today? And then he finds out that the Lord Jesus is coming to Jericho. And there's a big crowd of people, and they're out in the streets, and they're out and they want to see Jesus. Now, if you cast your mind back to last weekend, we saw on our TVs crowds of people out on the streets looking to see, maybe get a glimpse of the royal family or get a glimpse of the Queen. But these people that were out on the streets to see someone much more important, they were out to see the Lord Jesus, because the Bible says that the Lord was coming through the city of Jericho. And you know, the Bible says that Zacchaeus wanted to see him. Zacchaeus wanted to see the Lord, but he had a problem. Can anybody tell me what his problem was? Shout it out. What? And why do you think he couldn't see him?
He was short.
He was a wee short man. Now, I'm not sure if there's any wee short men in here this morning, but Zacchaeus, and I'm not sure what height he was, but the Bible says he was small. He was small of stature. And I can see him. Here's his problem. You can picture it in your mind's eye. The Lord Jesus is coming. He's coming through Jericho. And there's a crowd of people. And he can't see. You ever in that situation? You can't see. And maybe you try and poke through the holes in the crowd to see if he can see you out. And he's jumping up. And he just can't see. And he's got a real problem. And he wants to see the Savior. He wants to see Jesus. And you know the other problem? Sometimes if you were in a crowd and there was a wee boy behind you, and I've saw this, and he's looking to see, will you maybe stand and say, "Mon son, mon out to the front so that you can see," wouldn't you? But nobody's going to do that for Zacchaeus. Do you know why? Because they hate him. They don't like him. This is the man that comes and takes all their money. They're not going to let Zacchaeus out to the front so that he can see the Lord Jesus. Sure they're not. He can stay in at the back. He can stay in at the back. What odds about Zacchaeus? Sure, Zacchaeus is only an old sinner. He's taking our money. What would we let him in at the front for? Just let him stay at the back. And Zacchaeus has got a problem. But let's just pause there. So often, men and women and boys and girls, we look on others that we live with. Maybe there's people in Londonderry today, and you could say to me, "Kyle, well, there's a sinner. There's someone who's not very good and not very nice." And maybe you can point your finger at that person. And because of their lifestyle and because of how they live, you say, "Well, I don't like that person because they're a sinner." Maybe you can point your finger. But you know, the Bible tells me, in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And as we sit in this meeting this morning, We can't point our finger at anybody. We need to point our finger at ourselves. Because the Bible tells me that every one of us have been born into this world. And as God looks down upon us, He sees us as sinners. Yes, maybe, boys and girls, you've got friends at school and maybe they're not very nice to you. Maybe they're bullies. Maybe they say bad words and there's things and you can say, well, they're bad boys. But the Bible tells me that we're all sinners. And that's where we need to get to this morning. And Zacchaeus was a sinner. And there we have a picture of a wee boy and a wee girl. And boys and girls, mums and dads, I want us to realize this morning that without the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives and in our hearts, we're lost. And in the sight of God, we're sinners. And there we see Zacchaeus, and he can't get through to see the Lord, and he has got a burning desire in his heart that he wants to see the Savior. And what's he to do? What's he to do? Well, there he is in the next picture. I can see him as he gets his nice clothes all gathered up around him, and he looks down the street, and he looks around, and what's he going to do? And there he runs down the street, and he sees a sycamore tree. Now, a sycamore tree has got very low branches. And there he gets up into the branches and up into the tree. And there he is up in the sycamore tree. And he's got a brilliant view now. He's up above everybody. And he's hid in the tree. Nobody can see him. And he can see down the street. And there the Savior is coming down the street. All the other people are gathered on the street and they're all looking upon the Savior, and he's got a fantastic view and he thinks nobody else can see him. Now there's a picture here, and on that picture we have a picture of the Lord Jesus. Now I want to explain, sometimes I don't like using pictures of the Lord Jesus, but we need to use it in a story. And this is only a picture. We don't know what the Lord Jesus looks like or looked like. But this is only a picture, boys and girls, to help us with our story. And the Lord Jesus Christ has come down the street, and you know, something wonderful happens. In the midst of all these people who looked on Zacchaeus as just an old sinner that can stay at the back, who cares? The Lord Jesus Christ walks right to the tree, and he looks up, and he says, Zacchaeus, come down. Today I'm going to abide at your house. Isn't that unbelievable? Many's the time I've thought about this. Here is the Lord Jesus in a city with hundreds of people. And he goes right to the tree where there's a man hiding in it. And he calls him by his name. He knows where he's at. And he bids him to come down. It tells us in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, in this passage where we read of Zacchaeus, for the Son of Man, that's the Lord Jesus, has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And Zacchaeus definitely, in this story this morning, is lost. He's just an old sinner that nobody cares about. But you know what? The Lord Jesus cares about him. And maybe you're in this meeting this morning, and you say to me, but there's nobody knows about me. I'm just a wee boy or a wee girl. Or maybe you're an adult in this meeting and you say, well, Kyle, nobody knows about me. I'm a nobody. Nobody cares about me. I want to tell you this morning that the Savior cares about you. And the fact that you're in this meeting this morning, the Savior cares. And Zacchaeus come down out of the tree, and here he is talking to the Savior. And you know, I couldn't help think of the verse in John chapter 3, and it was quoted this morning in our Sunday school. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Bible tells me that the Lord loves Zacchaeus. We know he loved him because he come right to him. And he looked up into the tree and he brought him down. And you know, if you read in Luke 19, verse 8, you will find that Zacchaeus' life was completely changed. It says in that verse, "And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from a man by false accusation, I restore to him fourfold." Zacchaeus was going to give the money back. If he has taken any money from anybody wrongly, he's going to give it back. And you know what? Whenever the Lord comes in to our hearts and our lives, he changes us from the inside out. Isn't that right? He makes us different. And this is not a natural change. This is a supernatural change. And Zacchaeus, his whole life has changed. He used to love his money. Now he doesn't love it anymore. He's got a greater love. He loves his Savior. And that's the change that the Lord makes in a life. And you know, that day, Zacchaeus took the Lord Jesus home to his house. And Zacchaeus was changed. We can see that from the scripture. Zacchaeus' whole life was changed, and his home, no doubt, was changed. And you know, boys and girls, and older folk here this morning, you could have come through those doors this morning like Zacchaeus, a sinner. A sinner that was lost on his way to a lost eternity. But you know what the good news is this morning? You can go back out those doors and you can take the Savior home with you in your heart this morning. Because as you sit here, if you admit and accept and realize that you're a sinner, well then the Lord Jesus has come to seek and to save you this morning. And all you have to do is come and accept him as your Savior. And you can be like Zacchaeus. You can go out through those doors with the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart today. And you can take him home with you. And know that what he done in Zacchaeus' home, he can do in your home as well. Now, at this part, I have got an assistant coming in to help me. I hope that he hasn't been on home. So, Sam should be somewhere. Is he going to leave me standing here? Sam! There he is. Whew! You give me a bit of a fright there, Sam. Sam's going to help me with this next bit. Now, I'm going to have to put this glove on. We could maybe call Sam Zacchaeus because we're going to use Sam as an illustration this morning. Sam's looking well today, isn't he? Looking lovely today. Lovely, nice, clean shirt, Sam. Now, I have a bag. I have another bag. I have a lot of bags. Oh, there's a bag there. That's for me and your minister later on. That bag there. Now, I have a bag here. Now, can any of the boys and girls see what I've wrote in that bag? Sin. Sin. For our illustration, this is a bag of sin. Sam, I hope you have a good wash machine. Take a wee bit of this sin out. Now, whenever the Lord or whenever God looks down in this meeting this morning, and whenever he looked in Zacchaeus, look at that there, Sam. What do you think of that? Look at that. Lovely clean shirt, Sam. What's wrong with Sam's shirt this morning? It's all scattered with sin and it's dirty, isn't it? And whenever God looks down in this meeting this morning, and whenever he looked at Zacchaeus, this is what God saw. God saw Zacchaeus as a sinner. God saw him dirty and just as an old sinner. And you know, as we look in between Psalm Zacchaeus this morning, as we look in Psalm this morning, what do we see? Shout it out. We see sin. We see sin in Zacchaeus' life. And you know, Psalm, can you see it?
Not really.
You see, and that's so often the case. Yes, God looks down, and God can see us as sinners in his sight. And you and I can see the sin in a life. We can remember, we point the finger. Remember all these people in Jericho that day? They all pointed the finger. They all let Zacchaeus stay at the back. He's just an old sinner. Sometimes you and I can see. But that helps Sam. What's that? Anybody know what that is? A lot of the ladies will know what this is. They'll never leave it. What's that there? Shout it out. Maybe one of the girls. A mirror. That's right. What happens? What do you do in a mirror? You look at yourself. That's right. Psalm. See if that helps you. What do you see now?
Oh,
not great. Sure it's not.
Not great.
Something. You know, boys and girls and parents this morning, the mirror reminds me of God's word. You know, so often we don't see our own sin. But whenever we read God's word, it's like a mirror. And we read about the Savior, and we meet the Savior whenever we open this book. Zacchaeus met the Savior in Jericho. But whenever we read this book, we meet the Savior. And whenever we read of the Savior, you know what happens? Exactly what happened with Sam in the mirror. We see our own sin. And that's what needs to happen this morning. But you know, Sam, I want you to do something for me. Can you take that shirt off? You see, whenever we meet the Lord Jesus, and he comes into our lives and into our heart, you know what happens? He takes away our sin. He takes away the guilt of our sin. He takes away the penalty of our sin. And now whenever God looks from heaven, what does he see? Turn around, Psalm. He sees us clean and righteous. And he sees his own son, the righteousness of the Lord Jesus. That's what he sees. And that's the transformation that God can make in each one of our lives this morning. A very simple illustration, Psalm. And Psalm is very kind to help me out this morning. Now, I let you in the secret, that first church, not Psalms. But my wife's not going to be happy. But it was a good illustration. And we can see that the Lord comes into a life, he completely transforms it. And now, whenever God looks down, he sees us as righteous in his sight. Thank you, Sam. I pray this morning, and we're over, we're finished. I pray this morning that as you have come here, that you will see the Savior. Zacchaeus wanted to see the Savior. And I pray this morning that some boy or girl, or some of you parents or grandparents, will want to see the Savior. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And I pray that you'll come and you'll give your life to him. And then on the authority of God's word, he will completely transform you and change you and make you ready for heaven. Thank you. We're just going to hand back to your minister. Thank you.